bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Tim Cavanaugh has a famous song about Ash Wednesday, based on one of my favorite songs of all time, the Monster Mash. It's
like
a parody of the Monster Mash called the Monster Ash. But you'll recall there's a line in there about Dracula, and it involves how Dracula's famous for sucking blood. And there's a Chicago Cubs reference. I think this is it right here.
Dracula gave up sucking for Lent. If the Chicago Cubs did it, that would be an event.
Got the monster, Ash. So obviously that line had to be switched. Had to be fixed. Let's give this a listen. I want you to pay close attention. We'll leave the microphones on. I want you to see if you notice the new line.
Okay,
this is a nice short song. It's called The Monster Ash. here it is.
Oh, God.
Frankenstein, Dracula, and their friend Lurch decided one day to go to church. They found intriguing the things they'd hear. The phrase body and blood had really caught their ear. The blazing candles made Frankie nervous. The crucifix distracted Drac from the service. On top of that, they didn't realize it was Ash Wednesday, and to their surprise,
they got the ash.
They got the monster ash.
The monster ash.
They gave them out at mass.
The monster ash.
Right after Mardi Gras.
That's why you ask.
They got the monster ash. It turned out to be a miraculous day. The three all repented and changed their ways. Oh. Dracula gave up sucking for Lent.
Cleveland Browns.
Did it? That would be an event. They got the monster ash.
Seamless.
They wore them with panache.
The monster ash.
The search went back and asked for a mustache.
They got the ash.
They got the monster ash. Drac, you've got something on your forehead. Let me get it. No, but it's a smudge. Look in the mirror. No, you can't look in the mirror.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.